Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos joins us, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at NevadaHeating.com.
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program. We call him the landlord around here. Paul Enos is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, and this is our home and has been for many years here.
Love to have you, Sammy.
We appreciate that very much. I wanted to ask you a couple of legislative questions real quickly here. So the special session, what did you think? Were you pleased or unhappy that the film tax credits bill went down?
So, you know, the Nevada Trucking Association does not have a position on the film tax credits.
Okay, then tax credits in general.
As a Nevadan, I think we need to be very careful about giving transferable tax credits to industries. It's worked out well once with Tesla, but we have seen other instances where it hasn't worked out well.
Faraday Future, for example.
Faraday Future, and what you get when you have tax credits is you get $120 million a year in tax credits, $240 million for a biennium. That's money that comes off the top. And I have seen legislative sessions where we have had to raise taxes because there has been a $300 million deficit. So those are the kind of things that I think, you know, ultimately led to the demise of the film tax credit. So I'm not unhappy that it didn't pass.
Mark Wahlberg was quoted in the Las Vegas Review Journal about 2 weeks ago saying, it's not a question of if, but when. Do you think they're going to take another run at it?
Well, I mean, I look at Mark Wahlberg and I mean, I'm a huge fan. I listen to him on the Halo app, you know, when I don't make it to church for my rosary. I mean, he's great. I love his movies. Mark Wahlberg actually put his money where his mouth is and he moved to Nevada, built a studio, you know, is trying to make some things happen here. So, you know, I would rather see risk takers like Mark Wahlberg come in here and see what they can build and create in Nevada away from California and the regulatory mess that state is, and have people that want to come here and risk their own money, risk their own name to do that. And so I give Mark Wahlberg a tremendous amount of credit for doing that. And I mean, I look at what he's done. And I say, okay, if we have somebody like, you know, of that caliber doing it, do we need the Nevada taxpayers to finance and subsidize deals up to $120 million a year?
One other quick question here on the legislature and the governor, obviously. I've talked to several legislators who say that there is the possibility of another special session coming up next year to do with education because the tax revenues are not coming in. Do you see that coming down the pike?
Yeah, I've heard that as well. You know, when I look at the special session, there were a lot of norms that were violated during the special session, you know, in terms of allowing remote voting, in terms of passing legislation that was not on the governor's proclamation,
and that never happened before.
That has never happened before, you know, and it's not like the Democratic leadership couldn't have gone to the governor and asked him to amend the proclamation for Senate Bill 7, which expanded, you know, heart and lung benefits, presumptive benefits to some of our first responders, which is going to be another huge cost to our local governments. It's not like they went and said, hey, governor, can we amend the proclamation for that? They asked to amend the proclamation for the corporate housing bill. So, you know, I think that that's one that is kind of up in the air right now. Let's see what happens with that. But, you know, I will tell you, getting back to the film tax vote, something that concerns me is process. You know, that's all we have, you know, as citizens, is the process that the legislature is supposed to function under, governed by the Constitution. And we had remote voting in extreme circumstances during COVID. Every single legislator that was voting remotely was voting in Carson City, Nevada, because that's where the Constitution says you have to be, the seat of the government, which is Carson City, Nevada. We allowed remote voting because the film tax was almost killed in the assembly, you know, by rejecting its introduction. Selena LaRue Hatch, you have to give her a tremendous amount of credit for knowing and understanding the rules and the parliamentary procedure, you know, better than the assembly leadership. So they allowed somebody to vote remotely outside of Carson City. On the film tax, that was done again. You had one state senator, Jeff Stone, who was opposed to it, who was on vacation, asked to vote remotely. I don't know if he was on vacation. He was out of town. Asked to vote remotely, was told no. You had Edgar Flores, who was not able to be there for the last vote, was allowed to vote remotely. So that kind of selective application of who gets to do it, I think that is a problem. And that is something that we as citizens of the state, not just lobbyists like me, should be concerned about, because the process is delineated by the Constitution, which is really the people's voice in government.
And Selena LaRue Hatch will be here the early part of next year. She was going to be here now, but she's unfortunately been suffering from the flu, but she will be with us in early January. Do you think the governor didn't get enough credit for all the positive things that he got passed?
You know, I mean, I look at the crime bill, I look at the cybersecurity bill. I think those were some big things that I know he really wanted to do. And, you know, I have to give this governor a tremendous amount of credit for not necessarily what happened in the special session, but about where he's leading the state. Fuel is a big deal for truckers, and it's a big deal for every Nevadan. And the fact that he's created a fuel resiliency task force to try to diversify the source of refined gasoline, diesel fuel away from California, you know, I think that's huge. And
it's a must, because with all the refineries closing down in California because of all the excessive regulation, and that doesn't seem like that's going to change anytime soon. And why would the oil companies change plans that take decades
to
put
really
into practice?
It is a policy problem for California that driven the oil companies out of there.
Right, but how many years is it going to take for us to get pipelines from Salt Lake into northern Nevada or into southern Nevada?
So I don't know, but here's what I'll tell you. I feel tremendously more confident that it's something that can be done with the Trump administration and with the leadership of Governor Joe Lombardo than I have felt with previous administrations.
Would you throw Doug Burgum into that as well?
100%. I'd throw Doug Burgum into that. I'd throw Chris Wright into that, the Secretary of Energy. You know, absolutely. There is an understanding that energy, that's the basis for all economy and for the civilization that we have, whether it's gas, whether it's electricity. We need energy to function. And when you dry up the source artificially, like they have in California, you see the prices that you do at the pump that hurt not just businesses, but also hurt families, you know, that are trying to get to work, trying to get their kids to school, trying to get to the grocery store. So I think that our governor taking a leadership role in that is extremely important. And, you know, he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for moving forward. And I will say the legislature, last legislative session that ended in June, they had an opportunity to do it. Robin Titus came with a bill to say, hey, let's do this. And once again, the leadership of the legislature chose not to do something that was going to have a big benefit to every Nevadan, you know. And I'd have to say Nicole Cannizzaro was the Senate majority leader, not allowing that bill to even get a hearing, you know, is something that I think every Nevadan voter should think about.
And something that's likely to crop up during the election race.
It might.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Paul Enos after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. Our community is our foundation. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
It's the most wonderful time to win during the $125,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. You're linked to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos, who's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. And whenever I see a story in any of the papers I read that's about trucking, I always send you a copy just in case you might have missed it, which invariably you haven't. And there was a recent article by Deborah Saunders in the RJ with the headline, Trump's Transportation Mission, Keep on Trucking with Safe Train Vetted Drivers. I immediately sent it to you and then started reading the article, and there you are quoted in the article. So it was kind of probably superfluous in your email. Tell us about this. It's a big deal. It's a serious deal.
No, it is a big deal. And I mean, you know, this is an industry that is made up of owner-operators, small mom-and-pop businesses, mid-side operators, national freight companies that really do care about being safe and being compliant with the law and following the rules. And during COVID, just in Nevada, you saw the number of trucking companies in that 2 years aftermath of COVID double. And a lot of folks came in without that same mindset that, you know, many of the operators have had for years, that hey, we want to be safe. We want to have well-qualified drivers. We want to make sure that they're not abusing alcohol and drugs. We want to make sure that they're not tired. We're complying with the electronic logging device. And we have seen really in the last 5 years, a lot of that change without a lot of government oversight. And so the fact that President Trump, Sean Duffy, Derek Barrs, the new Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration administrator, that they are focusing on these things, I think is huge. You know, Sam, the CDL, commercial driver's license, that's an integral piece to safety. And when you have people who are being graduated from these truck driving school mills, where they're being rubber stamped, that they're qualified, they may not be even be getting a proper road test, they may not be proficient in the English language, that's a problem when you put them in an 80,000 pound vehicle that you're going to send down the road with all of us and other truckers. That is a problem. And so the fact that we are taking a look at this, a deep dive into it, I think is really important. This has been a project that me and a number of my colleagues have been working on for the last 6 months, trying to come up with solutions to these problems. And I will say the Trump administration has already started work on all of these. So I have to give the president credit, Secretary Duffy credit, FMCSA credit, that they're moving forward. And also, you know, our Nevada High Patrol and our Nevada DMV, you know, on English language proficiency, on non-domiciled CDLs, you know,
what does that mean?
So non-domiciled CDL is a CDL that is given to an immigrant, somebody who's not a citizen of the country. Those can be hard to vet, you know, the qualifications, you know, are they really qualified? You know,
who issues those permits?
So every state issues those CDLs. So, and you know, that's one of the issues, right? Is that you have 50 states that are issuing commercial driver's licenses. You're only supposed to have one, but that information gets siloed in different states. And different states do different things. I think Nevada deserves a tremendous amount of credit, you know, from both the leadership of the Highway Patrol. Had Mike Edgell on this show when I was co-hosting.
Great
show, and hey, great guy. The folks at the Nevada High Patrol are great. The DMV is great, and they've been really quick to take action on these things.
And so what do you want to see over the next year or two in terms of changes in the rules and regulations that, you know, you get some kind of control over this?
A lot of the rules and regulations are already there. You know, we just want to have a force. It's the states, but it's also the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, because trucking is interstate by nature. So we need to have that action from the top, have numerous conversations with Derek Barrs, the administrator, and he is on board. He wants to see some of these things. You know, I'm always in that Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration database that gives you all the information on every trucking company in the country. It tells you where they're located, what their name is, what they haul, what their safety record is, how many trucks they have. And I have noticed there are a number of companies that will lie about how many trucks they have so they don't have to get those trucks insured. And, you know, I look at a trucking company that says they have one truck and in 6 months' time they have 1,100 violations. I know you can't do that with one truck. That's right. Physically impossible. So when I pull the inspection reports, there's 289 main unit VIN numbers, you know, with this company that's declaring they have one truck. I think AI can be an extremely useful tool to go in and identify some of these fraudulent actors and be able to say, hey, you can't do this. You no longer have the ability to operate.
So don't you have the technology in the trucks already now to be able to look at some of these things? And does the federal government and the states have enough inspectors, or do they need to hire literally thousands of inspectors?
So we are understaffed on both the federal and the state level. You know, the Nevada High Patrol really had a problem recruiting, especially after the aftermath of the George Floyd riots, that really put a damper on police agencies all over the country.
But also the pay scale for the state. A lot of people go there and then they move to other jurisdictions because the pay and benefits are better.
And Sam, that's true too. But we also don't have the number of bodies that are applying to be in the academies or that want to go into law enforcement that we've had in the past. You know, that's kind of been a societal change that really became, you know, more evident than ever in the last 5 years. So yes, we are understaffed. I will say the folks that I deal with here in Nevada are some of the most professional people I have dealt with, especially the leadership now over commercial with the new colonel of the high patrol. You know, we have some pros there that make me feel good about what we're doing. And, you know, the colonel, you know, sitting right where I am, said, hey, we will take people directly into commercial if they want to come in and they want to, you know, focus on trucks and not write, you know, speeding tickets and not do traffic. So, you know, I think there are opportunities out there. You know, if somebody's looking for a change in career and, you know, they want to go to that side, I think that's, you know, I think that's good.
More with Paulie and us when we come back.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country, our prosperity, and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So you and I have had a lot of conversations about electric vehicles and electric trucks over the last few years. And it's been interesting to watch dichotomies with GM and Ford, both having stories recently about advances they're making with electric vehicles. At the same time, they are pulling back on making electric vehicles. It seems as though, and part of it, of course, is based on the administration, but, you know, we're slowing down to an extent the changeover from gasoline-operated vehicles to electric vehicles. But I think at the same time, when you look at China, for example, and BYD and other companies like that they are moving so far ahead and so fast that it's almost inevitable.
Sure.
That gasoline's not going away,
minimal. Here's the difference that you have with China, right? China can build coal-fired power plants all day long. I mean, they are that is how China generates,
and they do
the lion's share of their electricity.
Well,
little more difficult to do that here in the United States. So, you know, where I think that, you know, there may be some middle ground, you know, when I look at the Ford F-150s, you know, they're going to get away from the Lightning. They're going to call it an extended range EREV hybrids. My wife has a hybrid. You know, it's great. And so, you know, I think if we can focus on some of that technology. You know, diesel is the most energy dense source of fuel that we have that isn't radioactive. And so the fact that you can go across the country, you know, in a truck with 300 gallons, you know, filling up once in a diesel truck is pretty awesome. I don't see that going away. I think that...
Well, I don't see it going away either. But I think that, you know, like so many other things, you know, you're going to see a diversification of fuels. And you mentioned nuclear. I mean, we haven't even gotten into that discussion of nuclear as far as automobiles go. China has a combination of both. Yeah, they're building coal-fired plants like crazy, but they're also pushing clean energy like crazy.
So look, nuclear, like I think the only reason we're able to build nuclear now is because of data centers, right?
Right.
I mean, the first nuclear power plant since I was born was built in Georgia, you know, for data centers. When I look at diesel fuel in terms of mobility.
By the way, we've got about 20 seconds.
All of the things that it moves, there have been only two applications that have moved away from diesel fuel since it was invented. And that's aircraft carriers and submarines that have nuclear reactors on them. Diesel's here. It's here because the physics work. And we can't ignore physics.
Okay. Hydrogen not in the equation?
Hydrogen does not have the same energy density. There's still a lot of issues with hydrogen.
To be continued. To be continued in 2026.
Rock and roll, Sammy.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Mom!
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Check out our archive section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.